Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, some of you may remember Utsi. He was the Iceman whose mummified remains made news when they were discovered high in the Alps in 1991. At that point, we didn't know much beyond the fact that Utsi was old. But thanks to decades of research, we now have a fairly detailed story about this man who lived around 5,000 years ago and, most amazingly, his final days. Professor James Dixon, Honorary Emeritus Professor at the Institute of Biodiversity, Animal Health and Comparative Medicine at Glasgow University and one of the leading authorities on the Iceman, joins us now on News Talk. Jim, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
So could you bring us back and just remind us about the discovery of this body and who he was and what we knew about him at the time?
Well, he became an instant sensation, and that was totally deserved because there's never been anything like him found in Europe before, and I don't think there'll ever be anything quite like him again. But the wonderful thing about him is that he is preserved below freezing in the Iceman Museum in Bolzano. And that means he's available to future scientists to study. And considering the things that we do now that weren't imagined 100 years ago, if we can project 100 years into the future, I hope we'll be able to tell a more detailed story. But we have a substantial story now. He was a small man. He was only 61 kilograms. That's 9.5 stone, or 133 pounds, if you think in that way. And he was only 5'3" tall. In Nice. Fact, he was carrying a longbow, and other things that you'll hear about shortly. He was carrying a longbow, and if he stood to attention and had the longbow beside him with the lower part touching the ground, it actually towered above him.
I have a vision of Tom Cruise, a little small action figure.
Yeah, but there's no evidence that Utsi had high heels at all. In fact, he had no heels at all. He had good shoes, but they didn't have heels.
Right. He'd met with a violent end, hadn't he?
Yes, and that's one of the things which I've been involved in, and it really is an ancient detective story, and it pleases me to tell you that my name is Holmes. Middle name is Holmes. So I think I'm living up to the famous Sherlock. So he was up at 3,200 metres, which is about 10,500 feet, so he's high up. He's in the zone of perpetual glaciers, and he was preserved in a rock-cut hollow with boulders strewn on the bottom. And he was found melting out the ice in 1991. And he was lying prone, that's to say, on his tummy, draped over a large boulder. So the small of his back and his head came out the ice first. So to my mind, the greatest archaeological discoveries of last century. And, of course, everybody's heard of Tutankhamun, which was a wonderful discovery. But they were deliberately searching for the royal tomb, whereas Utsi was a total surprise. Nobody anticipated it. And, in fact, when he was just melting out the ice, people thought he had to be a modern mountaineering accident rather than somebody that lived 5,000 years ago, approximately. He died at the age in his mid-40s, maybe 46, 47.
Right. So they fairly quickly found there was an arrow, probably a fatal arrow wound to his back.
Well, it's correct that there's an arrow, but it wasn't immediately found. It was 10 years before that was found. And in fact, the body had been in Innsbruck University, where to a certain group of like-minded botanist archaeologists I was well known. But by then it had gone to the Iceman Museum in Bolzano, and the scientists and medics there, by taking CT scans and so on, they found at Arrowhead.
Right, so and they were able to say that it was a fatal wound.
Yes, they were. It went under the left shoulder and through the left shoulder blade and ruptured the subclavicular artery. And that meant, he had other injuries, but there's no doubt that the Arrowhead was the fatal blow. He would have bled to death very quickly.
Right. So tell me a little bit about, you talked about being able to paint a picture of his final movements and his final few days. What kind of picture does that paint?
Well, it paints a complex last few days of his life. And from the pollen in his gut, and by saying that, I mean the stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, especially the colon and the rectum. And so there's pollen and there are other plant remains. And from all these remains of plants, we have deduced that initially he was quite high up, probably in the alpine zone. And then he went down again to much lower altitudes, maybe as low as 800 meters. And then he went back up again to meet his end.
So the botanicals seem to be showing that he quite a frenzied last 33 hours. Is it too big a leap to say, and he had a very severe injury to his hand. So
yes.
is it too big a leap to say that he was probably being pursued and possibly even hunted in that last phase of his life?
Well, you must bear in mind, of course, we have no eyewitnesses to any of this. And if, as seems, it's a reasonable hypothesis, he was fleeing from his enemies. We don't know whether the enemies were legion or whether they were only kind of one man. So at the site where the body was found, there are only two people with certainty there. That's Utsi himself and the guy that shot the fatal arrow. But for all we know, there could have been a whole mob and it was a kind of inter-tribal feud over land or something. So, you know, there's a lot that we don't know, but we're going to know more. And certainly, for instance, there are little scraps of mosses in his gut. Now, I mean little scraps. They're what you might almost call submicroscopic. And one of them is bog mosses. Well, you've got lots of bog mosses in Ireland. I think the reason why that there are little bits of bog moss in his colon, certainly, particular species, they only grow low down. And I'm quite willing to believe that Utsi knew the properties of bog moss. He knew that they were highly absorbent, and he may even had an inkling that they were helpful. That's to say, and as we now know, to some degree, they are antibiotic. So the wound to his hand, in my opinion, happened when he was low down, not high up. But there's a moss called Necera, and we know with near certainty that he was carrying the Necera, because a large mass, tangled mass of stem, 6 centimetres long, were found just beside the body. So the only reasonable explanation, in my opinion, was that he was carrying that Necera. So anyway, in my opinion, Utsi is low down. He knows that he gets a bad injury to his right arm, right cut down to the bone between index finger and thumb. So it was a terrible wound, and it would have bled profusely. So he happens to be near or on a boggy place, and he picks up this particular bog moss, and I imagine squeezes the water out. Wouldn't be able to do it with his right hand, but it's so painful he might have done it with his left hand. And then he puts it on his badly injured right hand. And so when he sat down to have his last meal, and remember, of course, that I've told you that the samples came from the stomach, and the stomach was full. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because it shows that he was having a meal within, certainly within about 2 hours of his death.
Right.
And that's why there are bog moss in his gut, because he had bloody fingers covered in little fragments. And when he had his alpine ibex or whatever it was, after his last meal, little bits of bog moss got into his alimentary tract. So amazing. Just because something is in your alimentary tract doesn't necessarily mean that you eat it as food.
Jim, that is a story that Sherlock Holmes would be absolutely proud of. You've put together his last hours on Earth. And I made them all the more fascinating and raised so many more questions. And you say maybe in 100 years' time we'll get even more answers to them. It's fascinating. Jim, thank you very much for joining me today. That is a really fascinating story.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.